Welcome to today's news headlines from the Scottish Radio News Team. Dundee University said it plans to cut 154 jobs as it deals with a seven-figure deficit, 33 fewer roles than previously proposed. The university's original proposal in June was to cut 187 jobs, but this figure has been reduced following a 10-week consultation process. Individual staff will be told later whether their roles are still at risk following the consultation. Firefighters have been tackling a grass fire near a campsite in the Murray village of Hopeman. Six appliances and a wildfire unit were sent to the scene after the alarm was raised at about 4:30pm on Tuesday. Lossiemouth Community Council said they were believed to have been some power cuts as a result of the fire. Footage shared by Fubar News showed flames and dense smoke next to a campsite containing camper vans and caravans. UHI Inverness has launched a voluntary severance scheme to reduce annual staffing costs by around £2 million. Bosses at the site, which is part of the University of the Highlands and Islands network, said they had to ensure financial sustainability. Staff were informed of the move during face-to-face and online briefings. Paediatric surgery at Dr. Gray's Hospital in Elgin might not be restored until the end of December, NHS Grampians chief executive has said. Planned dental and ear, nose and throat procedures were suspended last week. It later emerged that emergency surgeries had been suspended since June, a decision that was not made public at the time. Laura Scaife-Knight has apologised to patients and their families and said the decision to pause the children's surgical services was made on quality and safety grounds. More than £700 million is to be cut from the Scottish Government's budget next year, the country's official forecaster has warned. The Scottish Fiscal Commission said the reduction to correct the difference between forecast and actual income tax revenues would lead to a drop in funding for services. In its annual report, the body found that Holyrood ministers had an extra £831 million to spend in the current financial year compared with earlier forecasts, largely thanks to a one-off boost from education spending south of the border. Legendary country music singer Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. Dolly Parton's legacy is one of love, compassion and resilience, her team says. The country icon sold more than 100 million records worldwide and wrote over 3,000 songs in a career that spanned six decades. Sir Paul McCartney said it's hard to imagine a world without Dolly. Oprah says we're all better because she was here. And Sir Elton John says Parton was unique and irreplaceable. From growing up in a dirty poor farm to stardom, no one did it like Dolly, writes the music correspondent Mark Savage for the BBC. That's you caught up. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM weather.
It'll be mainly dry, cloudy to start, but occasional bright or sunny breaks developing by day, the best of these through Moray. Cloud will return in the evening and the winds will be moderate easterlies, a maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a
listening to The Quiet Storm.
told you it was all meant to be. Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost that feeling that we've met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. A moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
You're listening to The Quiet Star.
Thank you. Listening to The Quiet Storm.
Ra ra ah, ah, ah. Roma Roma ma, ga ga ooh la la, what you be romance. Drama with a Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Garden and Deeside Befriending is a long-standing charity supporting people in the communities who are socially isolated because of illness, disability, lack of transport to get out and about, and loneliness. After training, KNDB matches volunteers on a one-to-one basis with their befriendees, and then the fun begins. We go for walks, we go to garden centres, and have a cuppa and a fine piece. We share our life stories, and we laugh, and we give carers welcome respite. If you have an hour or two to spare each fortnight, or even better, each week, and would like to make a difference, you can find us at 8 Robert Street or call us on 01569 765 714.
Anything I need.
You're listening to The Quiet Star.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more ways in that simple world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Listening to The Quiet Storm
on DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker. This is Mearns FM News.